recounting my son's game last night.
So like they're doing.
He's okay.
Cool.
It was against the Rockies. You would have approved.
All right. They win?
No.
Sorry. I wouldn't approve. All
right. All right. So. Mike, can you give us an idea how much fun for you to be in this position this time of year, every game so meaningful, and just on a personal front, how much you enjoyed this final week even?
Really get the joy out of the enjoyment out of the group, really. I mean, the guys are enjoying what we're doing. We're playing meaningful baseball. You know, this is what everybody works for, trains for, and just enjoying the group and taking it day by day, moment by moment.
There's so many different scenarios. Rockies this, maybe Brewers. How do you avoid that? Do you tell your guys not to think about it?
It's the same thing we kind of delivered from day one, just stay present. You know, there's other variables out there that, quite honestly, we have zero control over. We only have so much energy. And why waste it on something that we can't be productive with? So just about daily competition for us, putting our mind on what we have today, and that's a game at 12:05 against the Giants.
And what can Adam do to follow up with last Sunday?
You know, it's Adam Wainwright, so really just does more what he did last time, you know, throw us pitches for quality strikes, and he does that, it'll be a favorable outcome.
Hader had a couple walks yesterday besides the hit. Those are good at-bats when he walks, too, aren't they?
Great at-bats, yeah. I mean, Mr. Coach always say walks as good as a hit, you know, and in some cases better. So, yeah, really mature at-bats by Harry, and, you know, he's continued to improve in all areas of the game, and they were huge at-bats.
What kind of shape is Wong in today?
I think Colton's in pretty good shape. I mean, the good news is we feel like we've gotten ahead of it. You know, it would have been a real push for him to start today and looking to see what he can do about coming off the bench and definitely getting back in there tomorrow.
Is this a situation where if you had a longer turnaround, like a night game to a night game, maybe he'd be more inflated than maybe short?
Potentially.
You know, the cause one or
something? He just cramped up. You know, I can't speak to it. You know, I mean, I can't really say exactly what the cause of it was. It's just the reality is that, you know, cramped up in both his hamstrings and doing the best he can to obviously get it behind him.
Given his history of leg injuries, what makes you confident that he'll be able to play tomorrow?
Well, like I say, we'll evaluate it. I just feel like, you know, it's not any – we don't feel like it's a strain at this point. It's anything other than that, and he's recovered pretty well and moves forward. And, you know, we'll continue to evaluate it, but we're very hopeful.
Rotation for the next series is?
I had a feeling it was coming. I made sure I knew just for you. So we're going to go Flaherty, Gomber, and Gant.
In that order? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So Flaherty jumps ahead. Gomber, then.
Correct.
Yeah. Are you concerned that Gant hasn't made five innings in three of his last four starts, I guess?
Very mildly. You know, John's been good for us all year, and you know, he's been able to make pitches, and, you know, some of that's been manager decision. So, but we have a lot of trust and confidence in Mr. Gant, and know that he'll, next time out, look forward to him pitching.
Is Ross about the only reliever you could not come back with today after what you had yesterday?
Yeah, Tyson will be down, obviously, and you know, we'll take Jordan's temperature today after a longer inning yesterday. Yeah.
The Adams call last night, there's a lot of numbers in baseball. Sometimes it got to where you look at the numbers and then kind of overrule.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we did that a couple times this year with Adams. I mean, he's taken some big at-bats and some memorable at-bats, and the other pitcher's been left-handed at times. So, you know, there are matchups that maybe are more favorable for him from the left side, and we've given him those at-bats. And, you know, last night he's you know, a professional hitter, been in that stage before, so felt comfortable with him taking that at bat.
Did you go home last night or did you stay here?
I went home. Yep.
How much does Adam's performance today dictate whether or not he gets another start?
I mean, if he's healthy and he's throwing strikes and he's competing with what he has, I mean, Adam will pitch.
Quick note, fellas.